After 69 episodes, 24,000 views on YouTube, 15,000 podcast downloads, it's time to bid farewell to the Marketing Pop Show. Don't worry, the weekly newsletter will continue, and I'm going to be rebranding that in a few months. And we'll be keeping that beloved video game and pixel style branding intact, of course. I love it. So why am I choosing to close the curtains on this successful show? I'm going to be sharing a few in this episode. So first of all, saying no to good to pursue great things. Last year, I shared this in my year in review. My dad had an open heart surgery. That's an emergency. It's a wake-up call for me. He's been a guiding mentor in my life, career, and relationships. And facing the possibility of losing him really brought new clarity to my priorities. And the problem I have is that I often get so excited and say yes to too many things. Maybe you can relate. One of my mentors reminded me recently that saying yes to good thing could mean closing the door on a great thing. And everything I say yes to in this life means saying no to something else, and I need to refocus my priorities. That means sometimes jumping on a call to record an episode for the show could mean missing out on spending more time with my 21-month-old son or spending quality time with my wife. And life is about making choices. There's trade-offs. And sometimes we have to let go of good things to make room for great ones. And ending this show is a tough but necessary decision I made to focus on greater opportunities that I see that are coming up. I'm going to be sharing more on this later. The second is that it's about embracing my zone of genius. In his book, The Big Leap, Gay Hendricks identified that there are four different zones of function that people operate in. First is the zone of competence. That's when you're engaging in something that you're not good at because you lack the right skills or understanding. Second is the zone of competence. This is where you get the job done, but you're not better than the next person. Third is the zone of excellence or zone of expertise. This is when you're doing something you are very good at compared to most people. Many people operate in this zone believing that this is the zone of genius. But the zone of genius is really where you capitalize on your natural abilities, which could be innate rather than learned. And this is the state in which you get into the flow and seem not only to come up with work that is distinguished and unique, but also do so in a way that really helps you excel far and beyond anyone else that is doing in that field. As I look to my future, I want to make sure I spend my time, resources, and talent in my zone of genius. And I've come to realize that though I enjoy creating, building, and producing content, it is not in marketing. I say marketing is in my zone of excellence. I'll share more in the coming months what this is about. And finally, the third reason why is what's my next step. Andrew Chen, partner at Anderson Horowitz, shared a framework for making big career moves. He called it the next job. When deciding on your next career, you ask yourself this question. What do you want to be your next job? And what's your next move to get you there? At the heart of this framework is really looking beyond the immediate horizon and thinking about the long-term trajectory of your career or projects. For me, this means taking a step back and evaluating how my current actions and decisions and projects align with my ultimate aspirations. I know it's a challenging process that requires patience and foresight, but it's essential for me knowing exactly what direction I want to go in and going towards that. By focusing on my next, I'm really laying the groundwork for a future that aligns with my passion and my goals. I have a vision of what that next is, and I need to end the Marketing Pop Show to get there. So I just want to say thank you for your support. I know I'm being a little bit mysterious here as to what my next step here. The truth is I'm still figuring things out. And I'm grateful for friends who have been generous with their time to give me clarity and fresh perspective around this. Folks like Andrew Kaplan, Georgiana Lodi, Mark Thomas, Hiba Amin, Ronnie Higgins. Of course, I'm going to miss some people, but thank you for all of those people who I've been able to chat with to talk about this. I'm also excited to share with you, my audience, in the coming months what I have in store. And I just want to say again, thank you for your support and tuning in. This is not the end. This is just a new step in this journey. It's going to be full of possibilities, and I look forward to exploring them with your support. And like I said, don't worry. We still have 4 more episodes of the show featuring Vasily Nabalchinov's brand messaging framework, Ali Bloom's tips to get org-wide buy-in for jobs to be done, in Phison's serialized content framework, Hibamin's path to a healthy long-term marketing career. Now, before we wrap up, there will be some great content coming your way. So stay tuned. If you're not already subscribed to the Marketing PowerUps newsletter, you'll find out the latest news there. That's at marketingpowerups.com. And once again, I've already said 3 or 4 times, thank you for being part of this journey with me. Happy growing, and I will talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Marketing PowerUps. Until the next episode.